Bianca's second review for the 2011 Man Booker Prize long list. This book is The Testament of Jesse Lamb by Jane Rogers, published by Sandstone Press. It's 240 pages long and I got through it really quickly. I think it was just less than 5 hours it took me to get through this one. So where to start? Well, the context for the book is that there's a widespread condition called MDS, maternal death syndrome. So mothers in their thousands, hundreds of thousands, are dying. This is pregnant ladies, pregnant mothers. And of course, there's no future. People are stopping having children because they're dying. The mother's dying, the children are dying. So this is really the context in which the story plays out. The protagonist, Jessie Lamb, obviously it's her story, and she's surrounded by some really interesting characters. Her father is a scientist who is working towards finding some way to cure or otherwise mitigate the effects of MDS. Her mother is a kind of, she's a shadow figure in that she sort of has her part to play in the story, but really what's noticeable about her is her absence in many ways. The mother has a sister, Mandy, who is Jesse's aunt, who desperately wants children, who is also part of a theatre group and makes all kinds of crazy things, puppets and masks and things like that. And then there are Jessie's friends. You know, she joins, early on in the book, she joins a kind of activism group, and there are some quite singular and interesting characters in there as well. Jessie is 16, but for all that, I think she's voiced in a really authentic way. There's no dumbing down, it's not patronising, it's not overly obsessed with what's street and what's hip and what's young, but there is an absolutely delicious sense of kind of naivety, or that just that optimism that we sometimes associate with the very young, that they can make a difference, that they can change things. I really enjoyed the book. I really enjoyed reading it. I enjoyed Jessie's voice. I enjoyed the story. And what I think was remarkable about it was that it's not afraid to go there emotionally. You know, it's a really complicated scenario, and what Jessie decides to do in this situation is pretty extreme. But, you know, we go there with her. We find out why it is that she's thinking about these things and how she's made her decision. And we also, we go through the indecision with her. Her choices are, they're not made lightly. They're well thought through and they're hard. And sometimes she's afraid, which is absolutely brilliant. And there are other characters in there that are part of that kind of emotional maelstrom as well. So it's really, you know, it pushes the limits, it gets you in there, it really goes for the jugular. And, but it's not kind of preachy, you know, it's tackling massive, massive questions about individual agency, about personal choice, and about, you know, what happens when there's no hope, what happens when potentially there's no future, how do we tackle that question? How do we tackle that situation? And it's absolutely, it's kind of so relevant for today because, you know, the idea that there are people in the world who aren't doing their bit because nobody else is doing their bit, you know, that sort of, it challenges the idea that everybody has to be doing something for it to be effective. It really questions the notion of the impact that one person can have on a huge situation. And for that, I just think it's really compelling read, and I'm running out of time, so I'll just wrap up and score it. Out of 5, I give this 4.5. Fantastic read. Well done.